This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I saw a great tweet today from Benjamin Applebaum at the New York Times. "I hate that wait," he said, "between when I vote and when I find out who won." And that really is kind of the way it's been lately, hasn't it? You're waiting for the returns to come in, or you're waiting in line right now to vote, or maybe you're waiting for the lights to come on in New York, or waiting in line for gas in New Jersey, all the while waiting for that nor'easter to hit the day after tomorrow. Well, wait no more for Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji on the psychology and the economics of waiting, all in 90 seconds. No waiting required. Here you go.
When that Tom Petty song came out, Ronald Reagan was president, the economy was bad, and so were things in the Middle East. 30 years later, the economy is worse, things in the Middle East are still tense, and waiting to find out who will lead our country, still the hardest part.
And I've logged on to the 538 blog five times already today since I woke up at 5 o'clock worrying about the election.
That man incessantly checking the New York Times blog is
Daniel Hammermesh, professor of economics, University of Texas at Austin. I hate waiting. My wife says I'm the most impatient person she's ever met.
But Hammermesh says there's no way to quantify how waiting for election results impacts the economy. Waiting to vote, that he can put a dollar amount on.
Let's say the average person is waiting only 1 hour, which is probably low, and let's say 2/3 of the electorate is waiting.
That's 90 million people, and Hammermesh says if they make $12 an hour,
that's about $1 billion right there.
In lost wages. Hammermesh is a fan of early voting, voting by mail, that kind of thing. Cuts down on all those lost wages. But Dick Larson, professor of engineering systems at MIT, who calls himself
Dr. Q,
thinks queuing to vote is feel-good waiting.
You see your neighbors from your own voting district, and you're standing there having a cup of coffee, chatting, everyone's smiling, kind of celebrating the democracy that we live in. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I don't see any substitute for that.
Larson says we can't afford a no-wait society. Grocery stores would have to have more checkout lines, highways, more lanes. So whether it's the hardest part or the best, we're stuck with it. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.